your attention, please. I would like to begin by welcoming all those people who have come tonight. It's a thrill to know that so many people support our Young People's Program. I would like to explain just what is going to take place, because it's going to be a little different than anything we've ever done. The way it's going to be different is this, that before, Barb picked out a lot of the music, I wrote the dialogue and so on and so forth. It was a product of the leaders of our Young People's Group, and this program is not that. It's a total product of the young people. They've written all the dialogue, they have selected the music, the message is theirs. Now, the format of the program is going to be this, that we're going to break, there's going to be an intermission. And during that intermission, our young people will come forward and they will reflect with you some of the things that they have been talking about. And they're going to ask you to reflect for yourself, what is your purpose in life? Now, our reason for doing this is not to embarrass anybody. We want you to interact with our young people, to share some things. And they have a tremendous message to give to you, if you will hear them out. At the same time, when the people come forward at the break, there will be a free will offering taken. And this offering will go to support our Young People's Program. I solicit your undivided attention. I ask that you give the kids an ear, because they have a message, and I will turn it over to them.
Us, all of us, even you.
No kidding.
Yeah, all people. You know, drunks, dope addicts, murderers, everybody. Even everyday sinners like me and even you. While you're so dense, the devil doesn't even have to say, follow me. All he has to say is just be yourself.
The devil made me do that.
Was that supposed to be funny?
Yeah.
By the bad that is me. Where am I? Who am I? What am I, Lord? Take the good that I am and overcome the bad that is me.
Oh,
Denise!
Hey, what?
Did you hear that song? It talked about peace.
So?
Well, I don't see any peace on this earth. All I see is Vietnam, campus riots, and starving people.
You know, Dave, you're right. We've really messed up this world. That's why we need Jesus so much. He's the only one that can change everything.
God, I know you're out there, but somehow, somewhere, help me see that you are real, God, and that you're for me, God. And then perhaps I'll start to be what isn't me. This world I'm in, a smash and grab, and everything merry-go-roundish and bad. It's got me trapped. It's strangling me, God. But it's got to change. Can't you please help rearrange this world of smash and grab that is in me?
Spin on earth beneath the dancing sky. I hear a word from God that frees a man to fly. I trust in bones of slaughter, sons will soon arise. For I believe that Christ is changing everything, everything, everything. Lap beneath the winter snow. I've seen how little children make their parents grow. I'm sure that miracles can set the hands aglow. For I believe that Christ is changing everything, 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 everything. I sense an unseen world. Mysteries that haven't yet begun. I trust in hands of love to heal the wrongs we've done. For I believe that Christ is changing everything, 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 everything. I know men give their eyes to those who lose their sight. I've seen men take his holy meal and dance all night. I want to celebrate my death with all my might. For I believe that Christ is changing everything, 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 everything.
Hey, Jane. Changing everything, how come nothing's changing?
It's not his fault, it's ours.
Well, it's not my fault. I haven't done anything.
That's just a problem. We Christians haven't been doing anything. He works through us.
What in the world are you doing, for heaven's sake?
Christ is
who you are.
know, we just sang a song a minute ago, and it was, what does it mean to be a Christian? And in that song, there was a phrase, and it said, to believe is to live. When I thought about it, I thought that living your faith is just like breathing, because if you don't do it, you're going to die. And if you don't live your faith, you're going to die spiritually. And it's going to be awful hard, because Satan's going to be there trying to shut off your air supply. Because last night, when I found out that I was going to have to speak up here, Satan got to me first and said, no, you can't talk in front of all those people. You'll be scared to death. But then God got to me, and he just wouldn't leave me alone, and he just kept struggling, and finally I decided to get up here and talk. I got an illustration while I was at camp this week, and from this Doug that was here, and he showed me a wheel. It was really a paper plate with spoons on it, but he had put four spoons, and he said, each of these is a spoke. And he said, this spoke is fellowship, this spoke is prayer, this spoke is witnessing, and this spoke is reading your Bible. And he said, what happens if I take one of these out? And I said, well, the wheel's going to collapse. And so that's like our Christian faith. If we take any one of those four out, our faith is going to collapse. And I found that fellowship is really important. At school, you always had somebody to go and talk to, and they'd always talk to you about God. And whenever a problem would come up, it would always be about God, and they'd bring God into the picture. And here, I kind of missed that a little bit, but out at camp the other night, we talked and prayed together and everything, and it was just like school again, and it was really great, because when you pray and do all this stuff together, you're really excited Christians, and you can really go out and do something for God. So keep your will going and be a Christian all the time and not just part of the time.
Someone you meet tries to treat you unfair, and he leans on you more than you want to bear. It's much easier to haul off and sock him and say, I'm a Christian on some days, but not today.
Stupid little sister.
They always have meetings when I want to go skating.
Yeah, I'd like help with the VBS, but I'm just too busy.
The world is full of battle lines and deserters, but if you believe, you don't run away.
Thank you. God's love sets a person free to be himself, to do his own thing. The love of God is unreal unless it is tapped and poured with love for one's fellow man. We are one in Christ. Let us live with one another. When you love someone, you love him as he is.
Thank you. God's dear children, you must try to be more like him. Your life must be controlled by love, just as Christ loved us and gave his life for us. So get rid of your old self and get on the new, and don't live as you used to. Your hearts and minds must be completely new. You must put on the new self, which is created in God's likeness and reveals itself in the true life that is upright and holy.
Things have happened around here in the last week. We've learned a bunch of new songs and practiced every day, and well, the basement looks different, and there's a bunch of people in it for a change, and well, we're all up here and you're out there. But what are we up here for, and why are you there? Well, one of the reasons we're up here is to tell you one of the things that's been going on this week. Well, the main thing that's been going on is that these kids have been coming every morning, and they've been studying the Bible and watching movies, and they've been practicing for this musical. And some of the kids I've talked to have said that this Bible study has really brought out some true meaning to them about what God is, who he is, and what he means to them. And then I had to work all week, and I didn't make it to any of the practices except for last night. It was my first one. And the night before that, Friday night, they went on a camp out, and well, I was invited along, and while I was up there, I met a kid named Doug Dobson from Florida. And, well, I don't know, some of the things that happened to me at school, I was really turned on about Christ down at school, and like we went on Ambassadors for Christ, and I really got to know my Lord. And then I came back home, and we got this idea to start a coffee house, you know, get everybody, all the kids around here turned on about God. And the thing flopped right in our laps, you know. So I figured, well, what the heck, we tried, you know. We couldn't do it, and I give up. And then I was talking to Doug, and I think God brought Doug into my life, because ever since I met him, I've been going 90 miles an hour, and the whole thing has been through God. I prayed more in the last 3 days than I have in the last 5 years, because every time I turn around, I'm asking God for something, and he's right there and he gives it to me. And the thing I ask for most is God's Spirit to be with me and to help me to the things I do and the things I say. And God is really, well, he's right here tonight in spirit, because he's putting all these words right in my mouth, because I didn't know what I was going to say when I got up here. And, well, I don't know, it's just that Doug really turned me on about God and his spirit and everything, and, well, that's what we're here for tonight. We're trying to share his spirit with you and get everybody else excited and turned on. And this is, well, I don't know, this is what I think we're here on earth to do as Christians. And like, you know, they say, God is number one in our lives, and we're only number two, you know, when we're thinking. But with God on our side, we got to try harder because we're number two. So, you know, let the Spirit into your life. If you feel like, you know, stamping your feet or clapping your hands or something, go right ahead, because, I mean, you know, he's right there, and he wants to come into your hearts, and he wants to get everybody excited and to go out and tell others about God and Christ and the Holy Spirit and the power of prayer and the whole bit. So, I mean, you know, if you guys feel like you want Christ to come into your heart, but then again you're hesitant, don't be. Just let him come right on in. And I'm going to ask you to do something. Our next song is going to be God Said Yes, and we'd like you all to sing along with it if the Spirit moves you.
Begin by saying thank you, because every time you say thank you in a production like this or when something happens like this, you say thank you to people, and really it's God that makes this possible. A lot of people also did work very hard, Barb Brand being one of them that works with the teenage choir. Barb Brand didn't do a thing. Barb Helmkamp did. Wes Fritchie also helped with the construction. He did a lot of help and advised us. But most of all, God did it through the lives and through the actions and the attitudes and the talents of these kids.
God has really said yes in Zion, and let's keep praising him. One more thing before we show these kids our appreciation. Men, before you leave, I'd like for you to help me put the chairs in order, because tomorrow morning starts Vacation Bible School, and somebody will have to come out here early in the morning if we don't do it now. Let's show the kids our approval and say yes to God in your own life.